Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Gary Pitsford is our guest. He's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 5 years, president, CEO of Castle Wealth Advisors, author of Your Family Business, Your Net Worth, Strategies for Succession Planning. He's a succession planning expert. He's a financial planning guru. Gary, thanks again for being here. We're talking about checking out of your business, getting ready to do something with it, exiting your business head first, not feet first, right, Gary? And and so I want you to talk to us about some of the policy issues. What we've been talking about, folks, is why now? What are some of the forces that are causing more and more baby boomer business owners to decide to ride off into the sunset? And there are more options out there now than ever before. We talked about ESOPs in the previous hour. But why now? And one of the reasons now is because there's some tax exposure looming on the horizon that could really hurt a lot of small business succession planning, right?
Yes, you're right. The politicians in Washington are talking about changing the tax laws, and it could be very, very detrimental to business owners when they sell their company. You know, they're looking at increased capital gains, possibly. These laws may or may not get passed, but they're talking more and more about it. But they're going to talk about increasing capital gains from maybe 20 to 23% up to maybe 43%.
Yeah.
And they're talking about taking away the step up in basis, which is a really big, big benefit for business owners. When you've been running something for 30 or 40 years, hopefully it's gone up in value, either the business or the real estate or both. And if something happens to you, the owner, then it takes a step up in basis, and your family can receive that farm or that a business or those office buildings or apartment buildings without a capital gains tax.
Right. It's marked to market. When it passes over to you, it's what the FASB people call mark to market. Basically, they mark up the new value at the current market value, and that's where your basis is now for the owners. And before we had this, Gary, family farm had to sell the farm to pay the taxes.
That's right. And now, if these laws are passed, we're going to go back to that same problem, is that you're going to have to sell some of the assets to pay the taxes and keep what's left. And that's another reason that some of the business owners that are on the fence, do I sell, do I not sell, do I retire, I got a buyer, do I want to talk to him? And now with these tax laws that they're hearing about and reading about, and you and I are talking about, now all of a sudden they're saying, well, I don't want to pay another $200,000 or $300,000 in taxes, or $1 million in taxes, or whatever it is. So I'm going to go ahead and negotiate with this buyer,
yep.
And I'm going to try and finish this deal.
When you look at the perfect storm scenario we have right now, lots of cash, motivated buyers, the aging of the owners, the looming tax proposals, and the pandemic, the post-pandemic new regular that's going to require maybe reinventing the company, those five things are a perfect storm to create this scenario, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, and all of those things you talked about is what every business owner is thinking about. Every business owner that is a baby boomer between 60 and 75, they're concerned. They've worked real hard for 40 years. And now all of a sudden, if they wait one or two more years, they may have to pay a lot more capital gains tax when they sell the company. And it might make it difficult for them to retire. you know, it just depends on how they write these laws that they're talking about.
Well, it's scaring the heck out of a lot of folks. And even though you and I think you would probably agree with me, the left is not going to get all they want of this. They're probably going to get something, and it may not be as damaging to small businesses. But if you don't know that right now, and you got a real buyer right in front of you, it's time to not tempt fate, right?
Exactly right. When I deal with hundreds of business owners, one of the things that is important to know is that if you have a real legitimate solid buyer that's got cash and willing to pay a fair price for your company, I'd be tempted not to walk away from it because
right.
2 or 3 years from now, that buyer won't be there.
One thing I learned in real estate, Gary, is as incredible as it may sound, is as hateful as the first offer you get may be, oftentimes it's the best one.
Well, and I tell most buyers when we're helping them, sometimes they ask us to help them, that any buyer is going to make a lowball offer, but you have to negotiate. You've got to work at it. You know, there's different ways
yep.
of doing it. You know, sometimes it's all cash. Sometimes it's a non-compete clause. Sometimes it's a consulting contract. You know, sometimes it's through renting the building.
Right.
There's all kinds of ways to sell that business.
Hey, so Gary, I need your website, please.
Oh, it's castle3.com.
Gary Pittsford, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Gary. Good job today. We appreciate the great information, as always. Your family business, your net worth. That's his book. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.